Jeffries refuses to commit to abolishing ICE. I could have told you that. I saw these clips from the interview with Jeffries, yeah, with Joy Reid. Joy Ann Reid show, when asked by Wajahat Ali if he would, I assume that's how it's pronounced, if he would lead the charge to abolish ICE, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries plays dumb and refuses to give a straight answer. Oh, please.
Representative, may I?
Yes.
I'm going to give you some numbers. Just today, it came out that ICE is using $38 billion to convert warehouses into camps. I'm going to call them concentration camps. Your colleague, Representative Raskin, went to one just yesterday in Maryland and said there were 60 people cramped like sardines in one room who only had access to one toilet. 65% of people taken by ICE had no convictions. That's from the Cato Institute, a right-wing institute. ICE has killed 8 people this year alone that we know of. Two of them, Renee Nicole Good and Alex Priddy. The latest polls came out this week, AP polls. Over 60% of Americans now disapprove of ICE. That means in 3 weeks, it's gone from 30% to 60%. Now, if I may, I'm going to be a bit blunt here. Leaders lead. And what we've seen is people are impressionable. If you lead on something, people will follow. It seems the wind is behind your back for the.
Notice how he stopped enthusiastically nodding at the leader's lead because he knows he's implicated here. Like he nods along to all the other stuff, but then like he knows because he knows what he is, right? As soon as the leader's lead comes along, he's like, wait, hold up, I'm being insulted right
The
now.
first time ever. ICE has a history. CPP has a history of terrorizing black and brown communities. People are asking themselves, why are we, our taxpayer dollars, paying for masked, lawless men to terrorize our communities, kidnap people, take children, and kill Americans? So I ask you, I'm doing a follow-up to Joy because I want an answer to this. You said you want to rein in ICE. I'm saying, I'm talking about the long term now. Why not lead and say abolish ICE? Because what you're telling us is you want our taxpayer dollars to pay for a lawless, masked, armed agency to continue terrorizing our cities. And I'm trying to figure out how you, as a leader, can be telling Americans that their taxpayer dollars should be going to ICE.
I don't understand anything that you just said.
Phenomenal rebut. That's crazy. That's an insane parry right there. Holy shit. Oh my God.
When
I
I've
spoke
made,
English.
when I don't understand anything that you've just said to me, when I've made clear that taxpayer dollars should be used to make life more affordable for the American people, not.
Jesus fucking Christ, man. Yeah, remember, the Democrats might demolish in the midterms, but this is going to be their boss, unless they find a new one. Holy shit, dude. Oh my God. There's nothing he can say. There's nothing. Nothing goes through this guy's mouth unless it's some banal, pre-approved consultant dribble. Nothing. There's no. He can. He, there's. I have never in my life. I have never heard an opinion, position, a retort, an insult, anything from Hakeem Jeffries. It's actually like a difference between him and Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer does occasionally say stuff that just comes off the hilt, you know? He's just really evil. Hakeem Jeffries cannot speak unless it is something that has been pre-approved by AIPAC or whatever, you know? Insane. And we'll talk about AIPAC in a sec because I saw that other clip.
Brutalize or kill them. That's the whole reason we're in this fight right now. That's the whole reason the DHS is getting ready to shut down. That's the
So
whole
abolish
reason
ICE.
why
You agree with
we're
me and Joy.
voting.
Abolish ICE.
That is a listen, I'm going to use the language that I want to use. You can use the language that you want to use.
It is the classic, I guess, like the tell of an inauthentic person or somebody whose positions are bought that he never like he won't even rebut abolish ICE. Like he won't say, I disagree with you, and here's why. Because he doesn't actually care either way. He's been told to say what he's been told to say. He doesn't want to cause unnecessary division. He thinks, if anything, you're being ob obtrusive by creating this division, but he doesn't believe in any of it, so he can't like sit there and challenge it. He can't say, no, 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 we don't want to do that because X, because why would he do that, right? Like, it's not a real position that he holds. Why would he fight for or against it? Somebody said, what do we have to do to get rid of him? I need you to understand, the Democrats like this guy. Dems in the House like him there because as long as he's there, he gets to take the heat for nothing getting done. If it wasn't for him, they might have to take the heat. It's the revolving door villain theory. You know, if you don't, you need like a minimum number of people to be the ones who keep nothing happening. And if you don't have those guys, somebody else has to step up to the plate. Right? Yeah, like a bullet sponge. That's his job. Like, his job here is to be the weak one so we don't have to reconcile with the fact that the entire party is like this, with very few exceptions. But hey, like I said, how often does AOC attack Hakeem Jeffries? You know? He's in charge because the New Dem caucus is the majority? Nah, because even the New Dem caucus still... doesn't ideologically align with Hakeem Jeffries, right? Like, this goes beyond just like centrists in Congress, because the average Democrat hates this shit. You know what I mean? Like, the centrist Democrats in Congress don't sound anything like centrist Democrats in the real world. Centrist Democrats in the real world are still like pretty militantly anti-MAGA. They're united around that. They're literally the ones that voted him into his position and keep him from being ousted, though. No, I understand that. But what I'm saying is that, for one, the progressives don't try to oust him either. And for two, this guy, the way he talks, the things that he says, are more centrist than the positions of the individual members of the New Democrat caucus who got him in there. Like, they front as being more progressive than they are in voting for him. In reality, like, there's no excuse. There's not a single elected Democrat who should support Hakeem Jeffries. He's obviously a collaborationist and a traitor. He doesn't represent the will of the Democrats, but he's allowed to be. You never see the opposite of this happening, by the way. You never see, like, the Dems all quietly allowing a more progressive. Like, let me put it this way. Imagine the opposite. Imagine if the progressives of the House Dems outnumbered the New Democrat, you know, the pussy bitch coalition. And then imagine a world in which the House Majority Leader for the Democrats was more progressive than some of the most progressive members of the House. And everyone stayed quiet about it and just quietly allowed that status quo to continue, even the centrists. Would never happen. And the reason that would never happen is because the opposition to that progressivism on the part of those candidates would be sincere, whereas they're not sincerely opposed to this. AOC should be talking about this guy the way she talks about Trump. You all should be as well, because he keeps us from dealing with Trump. He is a deliberate obstacle, you know? A Dem senator said he was in the John McCain wing of the party. Yeah, well, unsurprisingly, this rhetoric doesn't tend to get you elected. It's the sort of shit that they start admitting when they're actually in office, you know. Oh, wait, speaking of the AIPAC business.
Do you have one last question? I have one last question. Do you? Because I want to make sure that
we... Well, I do have one question about accountability. And, you know, I'll put my cards on the table. I'm against fascists and MAGA and Donald Trump. And I want Democrats to win. But I want the right Democrats to win. And I remember the YouGov poll that came out after the 2024 election said the main reason why Democrats stayed at home was their displeasure with the genocide that's happening in Gaza. And what we've seen is AIPAC. AIPAC now,
look at that super hurried little nod that like, yeah, get on with it.
Stayed at home was their displeasure with the genocide that's happening in Gaza. And what we've seen is AIPAC. AIPAC now has spent $2 million attacking a moderate leaning Democrat, Tom Malinowski, a Democrat.
Mamdani went in person to the DSA to convince them to not back someone running against Jeffries. Yes, that's true. However, I understand him doing that. The problem isn't Jeffries being in office, because Jeffries actually has a pretty strong hold over his congressional district. The problem is the entirety of House Democrats making him their minority leader, or potentially in the future, their majority leader. You know, it would be difficult to challenge Jeffries in his own district, which is relatively moderate and fairly black. So they do have a like a bias towards, like, you know, black centrist Democrat, right? They tend to vote to the right of the coalition in primaries, which is what it would be, because no Republican would ever win in Jeffries' district. But yeah, man, the fact that they haven't voted out Jeffries as minority leader is just insane. Just insane.
Special House election in New Jersey 11th District, and we got a progressive Latina, Representative Mejia, who won, who, by the way, says abolish ICE. My question for you, if you're looking for accountability, if you're looking for change, shouldn't Democrats stop taking money from AIPAC that has spent so much money against Democrats?
Well, listen, everyone's going to have to make their individual decision.
Again, to be clear, like AIPAC, so AIPAC is trying to take the heat off a little bit because they've been relying more and more on decentralized donations, financial contributions. What was the name of the PAC they used to contribute in that recent special election, the one where they accidentally got the progressive to win over the Walanowski guy? Yeah, the United Democracy Project. AIPAC likes doing that because they know their money is toxic to a lot of Dem voters. But, like, keep in mind the Dem voting block, where the Dem money comes from, or sorry, not Dem, AIPAC, the AIPAC block of money, right? Like, just generally what they're associated with, they have backed far right Republicans. Like, very far right, you know? People who openly supported J6. So the idea that it's this value neutral, like, well, we just care about Israel or whatever. No. AIPAC donates how they donate for a fucking reason, okay? It's not a mystery what they want this country to turn into.
My view as it relates to Democratic incumbents, first of all, is that I will continue to stand by every single one of them, whether that's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on the one hand, or the most conservative, moderate Democrat on the other, who's sitting in the Trump district and at all points in between.
This is absolutely insane, by the way. This is the worst possible messaging. I, as House Minority / Majority Leader, accept all positions in my party. We have no standards whatsoever. We have no position. Can you imagine Republicans doing this, by the way? Like Republicans being like, we'll accept any Republicans, whether they're pro-choice, pro-DEI, pro-trans athlete, I support all of them. Why? Why would you say that? Why would you, like, an open acknowledgement the party has no ideological gate? That's what he just said the problem was, that there's not enough, not necessarily, like, ideological consistency, but, like, what are the standards of the party? I've said this before. Why the fuck is Fetterman not the subject of nonstop attacks from the Democratic Party? Fetterman is an open Republican who just ran as a Democrat. He just ran as a Democrat. Every day he goes on Fox News or whatever the fuck, and he talks about how he's done with the left and how the Democrats are even whatever. He does this every single fucking day. But it just flies by. It just flies by. It's fine. Like, you can be a Democrat and do that, I guess, with no... I know they can't literally expel him from the party, like, in a formal sense, but they can definitely make it clear that they're, like, he's not one of them. And I wish they would, but they can't, because of AIPAC and because of Israel and so on and so forth. Can't they primary his demo? Well, sure, Fetterman will lose the next, the next time around. Yeah.
Right? That's what I'm going to do as House Democratic leader. Now, in terms of how people individually fundraise, I'm proud of the fact that my average contribution amongst the millions of dollars that I've been working hard to raise for my own reelection that I use to help elect Democrats.
He doesn't feel like a real person. I do think that constant engagement with political media has desensitized us to how fucking weird Hakeem Jeffries is. Genuinely, like, everything, it makes you wonder how uncanny he must be in person. Every word, every gesture, everything comes across as robotic. It really does. Like, I feel like your uncanny valley danger alarms would be getting set off if you were in this guy's company, like some body snatcher shit, you know?
That's in other parts.
He doesn't look like a regular person. He doesn't move like a regular person. He doesn't talk like a regular person.
The country is $27 per contributor.
He's taking AIPAC average contribution.
That's probably the lowest in the Congress. And so now everyone is going to raise money from their own constituents in different ways, and their own constituents are going to have a variety of different perspectives on a variety of...
I hear he's actually really charismatic and charming in person. It's a Kamala situation. You know that's worse, right? You get how that's worse? That he's like that would imply that he's not just like a weird, stilted lizard man, but an active sociopath who only engages authentically interpersonally. But when he's in front of a camera, he defaults to the behavior that he has had imprinted on him by consultants. It means he chooses to act like this. That's worse.
Different issues. But make no mistake, there's a big difference between Democrats and Republicans. And we're seeing that right now. I know some people...
How the fuck is there a big... You literally just said you would accept the most conservative Democrat. The most conservative Democrat in Congress right now is probably Fetterman, and he's a Republican.
People like to project otherwise. How one can see the horrors of what has been inflicted on the American people since January 20th of last year and conclude otherwise...
So none of this shit has anything to do with the question, by the way, obviously. Like, total just... the weave, you know?
I want to try to suggest that there's no difference in one's quality of life. When I go to Bedford-Stuyvesant or Brownsville or East New York or Canarsie or the West End of Coney Island, people know that their life is being made markedly worse because of who's in office right now, both in the White House and the House.
Hey, well, Representative, respectfully,
and we're determined to do something about
that. Just a quick follow-up. So that means, will you stop taking money from AIPAC?
I'm going to continue to raise money in the same way that I've been raising it, where the average contribution from millions of people across the country is $27 per contributor.
We are out of time. I had more questions, but we have to cool. get our next guest on. Thank you so much, Representative Hakeem Jeffries. Please come back because I have some more questions about gerrymandering and about the November election protection.
Yeah, AIPAC was actually his top contributor. 2023 to 2024. Open secret, see? Top contributor, American Israel Public Affairs. I wonder who that is. So they got a lot of money. A lot of money. And that's just AIPAC, too. That's not even, again, there's a lot of other affiliated. There are people who donate privately, or they have their own PACs we don't even know the names of, but they're working in tandem with AIPAC. Top contributors. It's like a fucking who's who. AIPAC, BlackRock, Apollo, MetLife, and Lockheed Martin. Spectacular. The usual suspects. Anyway, again, like this is why, and it's the reason I can't be all that positive about AOC. From my perspective, like Hakeem Jeffries is legitimately as much of a threat to American democracy as Trump. I would actually say, in my opinion, more of one. Because to me, and this is kind of in line with what I've been saying about J.D. Vance and Gavin Newsom, the big death that I worry about in American democracy, like the big death, is not the immediate harm MAGA is doing, but the long-term belief in the electorate that democracy has no point. There's no point in, like, nothing changes, nothing ever happens. There's no point. Like, that's why I worry if you get do nothing Democrats in over and over, what people are going to learn from that isn't like, well, we need a more radical leader. What people are going to learn from that is, I guess it doesn't matter. You vote in Democrats, Republicans win. You vote in Republicans, Republicans win. Like, yeah, we already live in a country with a lot of people who are apathetic and disaffected. And I think that, like, I just worry that in the long run, if people stop believing in American democracy completely, and I think that people like Hakeem Jeffries contribute more to that than anyone else. Like, Trump hasn't made people believe less in democracy, right? For the most part. Like, Trump has galvanized the anti-democratic tendencies in the Republican Party, but they were already like that. For the most part, the broader American electorate, I think, has been energized by how bad Trump has been, right? That's why so many people turned out in 2020, you know? So many people turned out, I think, because people got jolted by Trump. They were like, holy shit, there's a consequence to elections. It's not just a zigzag on like on a short spectrum or whatever. It's actually like potentially a very big zig and a very big zag. So we need to get someone else in there. And then what happened? Biden went in and nothing changed. Trump was still the predominant cultural force in America from 2020 to 2025. You know, he remained that way. Trump, he never left the public eye. You know, Biden never replaced him as the main character in America. And I think that's like people were very, very disillusioned in 2024. And man, people like Hakeem Jeffries, doesn't Hakeem, like, let's be real for a second, okay? I'm just going to be honest. I'm just going to tell you how I feel, okay? Donald Trump does not make me not want to vote. Donald Trump makes me excited to beat Republicans in the midterms. Donald Trump makes me excited to have a Democrat beat him because I want to see him cry. I want to see him cry and shit his pants, you know? Hakeem Jeffries makes me not want to vote. That's just the most honest way I can put it. Like, I'm talking about voter like resignment and apathy, and that to me, like, just I'm speaking from my perspective, that's how I feel. Trump does not make me not want to vote. He makes me want to vote out of spite, which is something. But on the other hand, Hakeem Jeffries, for me, flat out, it's like, well, literally, what the fuck is the point? What the fuck is the point? What's the point of a midterm victory if that's going to be the Dem majority leader? It's like, okay, I know it's better to not have Republicans completely in charge of all three branches. I understand. But like, man, he really makes me not want to care. He really makes me not want to care. Look at this. Like, fuck, you know? And they still choose. They don't go after him. AOC doesn't go after him. They don't go after him. They don't attack him nonstop. AOC could. She wouldn't be at risk in her district. Yeah, Vosh, but your opinion doesn't matter as much as Brian Tyler Cohen or what's his name? David Pakman. Listen, man, I think the same is the case for their viewers too. Not for all of them, but for a lot of them. I bet you basically nobody who watches Brian Tyler Cohen or Deepak or whatever else is less interested in voting because of Trump. But I bet you that a lot of them, I don't know what percentage, but a lot of them on some level are like, damn, man, really? This guy? Still? They're this bad. Jeffries and Schumer are this bad. Keep in mind, Jeffries and Schumer are both fairly unpopular, especially Schumer, fairly unpopular within the Democratic Party, you know? Keep that in mind. So, like, I'm not just repping a lefty position. This is a mainstream position in the Democratic Party, especially with Schumer. And yet, the guys, they remain. I just hate Republicans. Democrats actually make me angry. I think that's a good way of putting it. If you look at the people in the party who have actually attacked Jeffries, it's all Dem governors. They're the only ones who have attacked Jeffries and Schumer. Yeah, well, it's a disinvolvement in national politics or in like the federal government seems to be a motivating factor there. But we do need the federal government, right? Like we need Congress people stepping up and saying Jeffries fucking sucks. Because again, there wouldn't be any consequences. And for a lot of them, like, there is no fucking way Ilhan Omar or Rashida Tlaib or AOC are going to lose because they criticize Jeffrey. There is no one out here voting for Ilhan Omar who is like, I'm ride or die Omar, but only if she doesn't say anything mean about Jeffries, you know? They could do it. They don't. And I think that to a large extent, that's an environmental thing. Ilhan and Rashida are relatively mean to Jeffries, but AOC needs to be extremely mean to Jeffries. Ro Khanna has done some attacks. However mean they've been, I need them to be meaner. But, you know, we'll see. Huh, it's all high school politics? Always has been. Oh, there were further downward labor market revisions? That's cool. Further ones? That's cool. Theory why they're not attacking him? I think AOC is kind of scared and personally weak, and that a lot of other people in Congress are just status quo cucks. Complacency, yeah. I do think it's complacency. I can't for the life of me think of any other explanation that isn't openly conspiratorial. Like, every Dem, or like almost every member of Congress who is a Democrat are all in on, like, doing nothing ever, you know? I don't really know.